The Gemara says, on Daf Pei Dalet, Tanai she efshil kaimo is required. The Gemara says, Hareza gitech amanasha tali lirakia, eno get, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema oma kaze get, klal ama Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, kol tanai she efshil kaimo, besofo vihisna ala betchiloso, eno elekam afliga bedvarim vikosher. So in the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, it can be interpreted in one of two ways, that a tanai she efshil kaimo, like shetali rakilo, it's not a tanai, because that's what we learn. It's the yalfusim when they got b'nei Ruvain, that tanai was efshil kaimo. So every tanai has to be efshil kaimo. But if it's e efshil kaimo, we learn that from the halacha of b'nei got b'nei Ruvain, that such a tanai is not good. Or we could say that it's not a locha, a yalfusa from b'nei gavna. Simply, if it's a tanai sheyef shel kaimo, it's an umdemuchot that he's not serious. It's just kemafliga bedvarim. And in this, there's a stira, a seeming stira in the Rambam, because the Rambam says by tanai sheyef shel kaimo, he says, in Perek Vav Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam includes the halacha of Tanai Efshel Kaimo is one of the Abba Dvarim that we learn of the Dine Tanai. And the Rambam says that those Abba Dvarim are learnt from the Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. The Rambam there in Hilchos Ishus Halach Yudalit. However, the Rambam says later in Halach Yudzayin, Kol ha'omer mi'achshav eino tzorch lichbol tnai, tno'o v'lo lahakdim ha'tnai la'maisa, ela af alpi shehikdim ha'maisa l'tno'o kaim, aval tzorch lahasnas b'dover she'ef shel kaimo, v'im hisna b'dover she'ef shel kaimo, ha'reza kemaflik b'dvom v'ein sham tnai. So at the end, he seems to say it's not a yalfusa, just because he's maflik b'dvom. So therefore, it's umdeh muchach that is not serious, but not a yalfusa b'nei gad b'nei Ruvain. So to answer this, the Rav said that based on what Toisus asked, Toisus on Divya Maso Amanas, and Shittus Chachomim, that don't require that the Tanai should be efshel kaimel. So Toisus asked, so Koshla Rav B'chonon, the Havlan Lemelef mitnai b'nei gad b'nei Ruvain, sheyochel kaimo. Aval hecha shelo yochel kaimo, ki hocha havelei lemeimer de'af agav the tnai bottle maise kaim, ki hechid yalfinim beperk mitzis chlisa de be'inen sheyochel lasos ayidei shliach. So Toisus needs a little pshat. Why does Toisus bring the locha that tnai has to be yochel lasos ayidei shliach? What does it have to do with Tanai she'ef shel kaimo? Because if it's just to tell us that we learn the Mishmei Tanoim from Bnei Gad B'nei Ruvain, that we don't need to learn from there. That's a Mefurash Mishnah in Kedushin. So it seems that Toisus said this. Based on what, like Toys says, also in Ksubis and Dafai and Dalid, that the reason that you need a Tanai, that we learn Shiochel Lasso Yidei Shliach, Toys says, Lashon is, Avachlitza She'en Biyodo Lekaima Ayidei Shliach, Lo Have Biyodo Nami Lememe Be Tanai. In other words, that the Locha, in order to be able to make a tanai, you have to be a bailim. And the standard, so to speak, to prove it's if you're a bailim, is if you're able to be memana shliach to do it on your behalf. But if you're not a bailim to memana shliach, so you're not a bailim. And this is also learned from Bnei Gad B'nei Ruvain. So you see, from Bnei Gad B'nei Ruvain, we don't only learn out mishpatei haloshen, Tanai Kofel, Tanai Kodim Maisa, and Kodim Lalav, but it's a separate halach in Mishmei Tznoim that we learned that Tosfos, if you see from you have to be, you know, Yochol Aso Shliach, because that's still one of Mishmei Tznoim. And so it's this also of Tanai Shiyochol Kaimo, it's learned from the Mishmei Tznoim, but it's not because of the Lashon, but it's a locha, but it's a locha in the Bailis that's Tznoi. So what Tosfos says, we also understand the Rambam, because there are two different halachas in Hilchos Tznoi. One is halach in the Tzuas HaTznoi, Tznoi Kofel, and so on, in the Lashon the Tznoi. Then there's another halacha, which is also halach in Hilchos Tznoi, learned from the Governor Revan, that you have to be a Bailam in the time. So not halach in the Lashon, an independent halacha of the Yelfusa. For example, it has to be Efshel Kaimel Yishliach, that makes you a bailon, and similarly the locha that you have to be masna and Efshel Kaim is also learnt. So the Rambam holds that it's a locha, it's a yelfusa, but it's different than the lashon. So therefore it's kemafli bedvarim, but that's also a locha in Hilchos Tznoi. The Rav also explained the sheet of Tosfos, which the Rambam quotes in Perek Vav from Ishus, from the Goinim, Yesh Mixes Goinim Achronim, Sha'amosh Ein Adam Tzarech Lichbol Tznoim, Ela Begitim Vikdushin, Bilvad, Ava Bedini Momen Ein Tzarech Lichbol. So this opinion of the Goinim that distinguished between that you need Mishmer Tznoim only by Gitim Vikdushin, but not Bedini Momenis, needs Pshat. So the Rav said that the Pshat is that in Gitim Vikdushin, that the reason the Goinim hold you, there you need Tznoi, and you have to be koyfo, but not by Dini Mominus, is because by Gittin and Kedushin, you're not a complete Bailam by yourself, because Gittin and Kedushin need Eda Kiyum, and so therefore, it only works with the halacha of Tznoi. But if by Dini Mominus, you don't have to come out to the halachas of Tznoi, because for that you're a complete Bailam. So even without Hilchos Tznoi, he's a complete Bailam, and therefore without the Tznoi, he doesn't have Das unless it's done the way he says it, even though even without the Halachos of Bnei and the Mishpatei Halachos of Bnei God Bnei Reuven. So by Dini Mominus, we don't need Edekim, and he's a complete Bailam. And the aid that are required only to prove the case, lo ibish side el shakri. So in that case, he's a bailus to be masna, even if it's not consistent with the halachos of Bnei God Bnei Reuven, because he's a complete bailim. So that's his das, and so you don't need the mishpat Nei Hatznoim.